Yo, 1200 seconds to podcast. I'm fucking back. I'm upset. Cash Gotti. Technical issues going on. Nothing personal. Nothing too serious. But we working through it. Shout out to everybody that's showing me love on Twitter. Retweeting shit. Hashtagging shit. And try to see this shit get as many views and plays and ratings as you can. So continue to rate and subscribe in iTunes. Show me that support. Show me that love. Man. Shit. Shout out to everybody that's been showing me love in the absence. I know it's been like 3 weeks without content and everybody got short attention spans. They'll be back. And going forward, it's going to be more consistent. So expect weekly episodes of 1200 Seconds the Podcast. Every fucking Monday, you know, unless it's a special occasion or something. But, also, 1200podcast@gmail.com if you want to be a guest, if you want to be a co-host, or if you just want to show some support, you have some questions about something that I discuss, hit me up, man. Let's chop it up. And speaking of guests, I do know who my first guest is going to be. That should come, you know, later on down the line. We will reveal that. But right now, we're just going to chop it up, man. I know a few albums dropped, you know, some singles dropped. Of course, we don't discuss gossip. That's something we don't do. But, you know, things happen. I'm not going to try to go back for 3 weeks and catch up to now. I feel like it's probably best if we just keep it moving, you know, like we never left. And bring it up to speed to Summer Madness 5. Before we do that, though, I want to say for everybody out there who wants to potentially run a podcast one day or have anything to do with a podcast or any type of broadcasting, there's way more to it than you think. It's not just talking into a microphone and then spreading into the world. So do your research, know what you're getting into, and find out if you got, you know, the drive, if you got the stomach for this shit, if you got the heart for this shit, if this is something you really want to do, then pursue it. But if not, just get out the way, you know. Before you have good content, you got to know what you want from this shit. You got to know what you got to do. All right. So, yeah, Summer Madness 5. I've been waiting on this. I got to say, I wasn't really a big fan of all the battles that was on the card, but for the most part, I enjoyed it. I really wanted to see Lux and Clips go at it. I was going for Clips, and just like I thought, Clips would take it. You know, it wasn't a 3-0. I got to say it was a 2-1 because it was some confusion as, like, you know, in my opinion, Lux already lost with the coin toss. You know what I'm saying? That whole who's going first, Charlie was just trying to take the lead and just go from the beginning. You know how niggas do that? Like, all right, fuck the coin toss. We just going to go. That's what he was doing. And so I was feeling that, you know. But he got him 2-1. You know, that's good enough. I don't know. I didn't like the whole paperwork thing. Somebody had paperwork trying to hand it out to the crowd with all the allegations that Charlie's father is a snitch or whatever. I don't get into all of that. You know, I don't care. Is rap and niggas is displaying their talent, then that's really what it's about. I don't care about your personal life or none of that shit. So, yeah, Lux lost. And I think he on a decline. You know, he lost his last couple battles from Hollow to Mook and now Clips. So he gotta go back and re-strategize. That's what I think anyway. Going on to Tay Rock and Calico. Man, that was a good battle. I will say that. All three rounds was entertainment. It wasn't really like a downtime. But my only advice to Tay Rock would be to not have so many gun references because the shit is useless. Now, on his third round versus Calico, he did switch it up. You know, he didn't really talk about guns that much, but he still had some references. But I want to see him put some more tricks in his repertoire. You know, he got to get some freestyles, you got to get some rebuttals, you got to get some more schemes other than just gun shit. And you know, Calico, I think he at the top of his game right now. He's got to be one of my favorites with him, Charlie Clips and Danny Myers. I think Calico is probably my third favorite. At this point, I still haven't watched Rex and T-Top because I don't really know who T-Top is. I'm not going to lie. But by the time this comes out, I'll be done watched it. But as of right now, I haven't watched that. Of course, I'm not watching the female battles. And of course, I'm not watching the tag team. That's new to me. Like, I'm not into two-on-two battles. I don't see how you do that shit. I don't really know. Like, it's all new to me. So if you into that shit, maybe you can recommend a two-on-two battle that's entertaining and that can put me in the mood to watch one. And the same for female battles. You know, I don't know. But I will say that battle rap is more entertaining than, you know, I guess the industry, like the rap genre of the music business. Battle rap has to be way more entertaining than that shit, man. You know, I'd rather watch two niggas display their skills than watch a bunch of one-hit wonders or, you know, without getting into all the details. I'd rather just watch battle rap, you know. That's really what I've been on for, like, since the last episode I put out. I've been catching up on the battles. That's one of the things I've been doing. And just getting back into that zone. Because that's really, I think, where it begins and where it ultimately goes back to at some point. If a nigga diss you, you have to go back into that bag and know how to battle or know how to rebuttal. Case in point, your man Drake. I mean, you can say what you want about him, but when it comes time to put the bars up, that's what's happening. I'm not going to mention his opponent because you know who it is. I mean, you accuse the dude of not writing his shit. He don't do no tweeting. No 2015 shit. You know, he don't get on the internet, no Vine, none of that. He goes straight to the studio, put the bars up. And that's how it has to be. You can't say, oh, well, I'm a rapper, but I don't know how to rap. You know, good luck with that shit. And there's a few other guys out there that can really put the bars up. But I mean, I wanted to talk about Drake because a lot of guys are saying they don't like Trapper Drake. You know, shout out to Sonic. I know me and him had a conversation about it. He don't like Trapper Drake. Nobody wants Trapper Drake from Views from the Six. And I guess that would be the guy from, like, What a Time to Be Alive and If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. Probably going back to, like, the shit remix with Future. And I don't know. Just a lot of the shit that he would give away in between albums would have to be Trapper Drake. But I got a theory about that shit. It's like coming into the game with, like, So Far Gone. You know, you got this, like, kind of soft-spoken dude from a whole nother country that already gave this shit a try and kind of failed. And so this is him, like, you know, not even like on some vulnerable shit, but just like trying to figure it out, you know, being himself, trying to figure it out. And you got the guy who's getting into the game and realizing how shit is. And then you got the guy who's like, man, having that moment where it's like, these niggas really don't like me. So I feel like, you know, the only person who you can compare this to would be like a Kobe. How Kobe came into the game, a young guy, you know, and the next thing you know, he's playing with his idols. So it's like, you know, it can't be love anymore because now you're out of competition. So I can't just be starstruck on the sideline. You know, I got to go for mine too. When niggas pass me the ball, I got to put points up. You know, that's just the reality of it. So what did Kobe do? He created the Black Mamba. That's really my theory. Drake, the Trapper Drake, is equivalent to Kobe's Black Mamba. You know what I'm saying? You got that guy who loves the game and playing with all his heart, but then you got the guy that's like, man, fuck this game, fuck all these niggas. I'm getting every ring that they got to give. I'm getting every trophy. I'm putting every point up. I'm dunking on my idols. I have to. In order to deal with that shit, you got to kind of create an alter ego for you to be the best that you could be. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't understand, that at the end of the day, it's competition, man. You can't be that same dude collecting cards from these niggas when they crossing you over and putting 40 points up. That shit don't make no sense. And another thing about Trapper Drake would be that he's strategic, you know. He's the guy, like, if you look at Drake's albums, his personal albums, there's really not many features, but everybody needs a Drake feature. You know what I'm saying? You can't really put your single out or your album out without a Drake feature. And if you don't have a Drake feature, then you're going to bite Drake shit because you need that look. What'd he say? Hide the game, turn into the Drake show. You know what I'm saying? It's real. Like, you can't really be... You can't deny the fact that he's probably the second coming of Jay-Z in a sense. You know, you remember how Hov... He surrounded himself with the young, hungry, up-and-coming talent, but he would never let them get as far ahead as he did. You know, that's what Drake is doing. Drake is dealing with the Migos and the Sauce Walkers and, you know, all the young guys that, you know, he may hear before you may hear. And so when you hear them, it's them featuring Drake, you know, which is going to give them a cosign, but also preserve his career for an extra summer. You know what I'm saying? On top of his albums, you know. So it's just like preserving your career, you know. It's like self-preservation, that's it, you know. So if Trapper Drake started taking over around like Nothing Was the Same, and then we have another solo album and a collaborative effort from Trapper Drake, then I think, you know, it's ultimately time to go back to like the Take Care of Drake, because I don't think Trapper Drake is capable of doing a classic album. He's just that dude that's going to slam dunk on you all day. He's not going to, you know, his free throw percentage ain't that good, you know what I'm saying? But he going to yam on you all night. Highlight, that's the highlights, you know what I'm saying? We need that skill, you know, that handle, you know what I'm saying? We need the assists, you know, all of that stuff, you know. We need the more technical player out there. We don't need the highlight guy. So I don't want to talk too much about it, but that's pretty much my theory on Trapper Drake. You know, I know some people like him better that way. Some people want to get rid of him. What do you think, man? Hit me up, 1200podcast@gmail.com. Let's chop it up. Should we get rid of Trapper Drake? Should we keep him in the game? And you know, like I said, man, earlier I had some downtime within like the 3 weeks of putting together any content. And so I was thinking, you know, I want to add like a new segment to the show. You know, I haven't really named it yet. You know, I was going to leave that up to you guys. But for now, I'm going to call it Tell 'Em Why You Mad. And this week, I have to say I'm most upset about living in Atlanta, listening to these Atlanta artists talk about all the weed they smoke. I've been here for a year now, and I've been smoking the same shit the whole time. I'm really mad about that. Where's the strings? Where's the flavors? Where's the variety? Where's the fucking... Everything can't be gas. Like, when I was living in Jersey, like, everything was sour. Everything was loud. Now I'm here. Everything is gas. There is no string called gas. I need you to get to your plug. Find out what the shit is called so you can tell me what the shit is called. I'm the type of smoker where I like variety. I want to check shit off my list. Okay, I smoked that. Don't want it no more. Move on to the next string. Please stop talking about all of this shit or inform me where the shit is. And I go get it. Just stop talking about it, because right now I'm feeling like the shit don't exist. Everything is not gas. Everything is not loud. There are names for this shit. Figure it out. So this week, that's why I'm mad. I don't know, man. What do you guys think? Hit me up, 1200podcast@gmail.com. Let's get the discussion going. If you want to be a co-host or you want to be a guest, hit me up. And that's pretty much it for this week, man. Like I said, sorry for the inconvenience. No content for the last 3 weeks, but we will be going strong moving forward. You can expect content every Monday. The more you guys interact with me, the more I can cater to your needs, or the more I can pinpoint any discussion you might want to talk about. until that, I'm just shooting from the hip. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much figuring out what I want to talk about and hopefully keeping you guys entertained. I may do something where I drop, you know, another episode this week just because, you know, I got so much catching up to do. So maybe I'll drop another episode later in the week, probably midweek. Who knows? I noticed that the Katrina and Other Leaks episode, so the last episode before this one, wasn't playing in iTunes. I'm not sure why. I'm working on getting it fixed. But if you guys ever have a problem where you can't play something on iTunes or iTunes isn't refreshing and loading up, you can also hear the podcast at podomatic.com, or you can go to podomatic.com/cash-your-favorite. It's going to have all of my episodes, all of my content going forward. And I'm still working on getting the episodes up on SoundCloud for you guys. So that could also be available this week. Who knows? Like I said earlier in the episode, expect my first guest coming soon, like any day now. While you're at it, check out a new joint from Jimmy on Jets featuring Sonic Asad and myself. It's called Gotta Hate. You know I'm always tweeting the link out on Twitter as well as those guys. I'm sure a few blogs picked it up by now. So if you haven't heard about it, you got to question yourself. Like I said, it's called Gotta Hate, and it's produced by Jimmy on Jets. Shout out to the whole Join the Flight movement, PJ, all of those guys over there. And that's pretty much it for this week, man. At this point, I'm rambling. Like I said, second episode dropping soon. First guest coming soon. More content every week, every Monday. 1,200 seconds, man. I'm Cash Gotti. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.